Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. I have felt inspired to create our newest collection for more than a year. It has been a labor of love, and I'm so thrilled to announce the Aspen Collection has finally launched. Cue all the fireworks. So designing a collection of products is always scary. It's a big investment of both time and money, but I could not be happier with how it has all come together. In today's episode, I'm sharing all about our newest collection, the Aspen Collection, what inspired it, how it all came together, and also in this episode, you'll have a coupon code so you can go snag some of the pieces before they're gone. So very first, I wanted to get into the name, Aspen. So if you're from Utah or you've been here, you've probably seen aspen trees. When I was a little girl growing up, we had aspen trees in my backyard. They're also all over the mountains near my home. I love the sound that they make. When the wind passes through them, the leaves clap together and it's sort of like the sound of water rushing in a creek. I also really love the way the light filters through the leaves when the wind blows, especially. So aspen trees are some of my very favorite types of trees because they're so sentimental to me and remind me of my childhood so much. So when I was choosing the individual names for the prints, every name is special. So the first one, the Chase Plaid, Chase is John's middle name, and John is the father of three girls. There was never going to be a Chase, but if we had a son, we were going to try and incorporate Chase into the boy's name. Never say never, that may happen someday, but instead he gets a fabric print, which I'm sure he's always wanted in place of a son. So Chase Plaid is named after John. The Anna Floral. I have a daughter named Anna. My middle daughter's name is Anna. And when I was picking the name for the floral, it just felt like her. She is strong. She's so strong, but she's also so soft and so sweet. She's this interesting mix of feisty and feminine at the same time. And I felt like our floral was just that. When I look at it, it is sophisticated. It feels elevated. It feels like just smart, a smart floral print. And that is my Anna. She is so smart. She keeps me on my toes every single day. So the floral is named after Anna. The next one, the Olympus Stripe. I live near the base of Mount Olympus. And this is a hand-painted stripe pattern. And it sort of has peaks and valleys, just like a mountain range. So that's why we decided to go with the Olympus Stripe. And finally, Broom. So broom means mist or cloud. And when I was a little girl, I used to sketch a lot with chalk. And it creates sort of this cloudy, misty pattern on paper or on sidewalk. And broom is another word for mist. So that's how we came up with that one. We're also adding some new leather colors to the collection. The leather signature pillow is our most popular pillow still to date. And I'm really excited for these additional colors into the leather collection because they match our new collection perfectly. They also go with our former collection perfectly. That's something I felt really, really strongly about because if you have pieces from the first collection, I wanted you to be able to buy pieces from the second collection that could effortlessly work together with it. So the leather is a really great way to do that. The prints as well. So the color and pattern inspiration, let me get into that a little bit. So just like the aspen trees, the floral is very reminiscent of that. And I have done a lot of sketches on how to make it work. And then I worked with an artist, a very talented artist, to take my sketches and turn them into a print. And that's how we came up with the floral, which was the very first print that we decided on for this collection. The color palette was very complicated to bring together, mainly just because I really wanted it to be grounded. I wanted it to have an earthy feel. And so the lighter, the dusty pink colorway is earthy. It has greens and taupe and brown and also this sort of putty pink color. It also has some blue, but it's the sky blue mixed in and some inky navy mixed in as well. It's just a sophisticated color palette, and I feel like it's very forward thinking in the world of design because earth tones and greens are really going to make a comeback in the next year. So I feel like this is sort of in a great position to help carry your home into the next design trend. The darker colorway, red is my favorite color. So I had to find a way to incorporate red cranberry. The colorway is called Current, and I love it so much. And these prints are available both for fabric and also for wallpaper. So you can take them on your wall and use all of it works together really, really well. So you can design a complete space using our wallpapers, our prints, our pillows, our fabrics. It all works together. And the other patterns really were just a way to complement those so that you could create a cohesive space. So that if you're like, I really love this pattern, there are other patterns and colorways that all work together. You really can't go wrong. When we were photographing this collection, I could not stop mixing and matching and mixing again because the color combinations and pattern combinations were endless. I could have just gone on and on and on with all of the velvets that you mix in and all of the different colors, colorways and all of the prints. So I really feel passionately about this collection that way. And finally, I just wanted to touch on the quality of our product. This has been something that I have not been willing to compromise on. And so far, all of our products are made here in the USA because then I can control the caliber of the products that we're putting forward. These are designer quality products. The fabrics are luxurious. It's Belgian linen. It's something that you would normally pay a lot of money for, but we've been fighting really hard to keep those costs down to make it affordable, high quality products that are accessible to the general public rather than having to go through a design firm or something like that, that you can just purchase these products yourself. So I hope that you will go and check it out at stagdesignshop.com, that's Stag with two G's, and check out our newest collection. Every time you put out a collection, it sort of feels like you had a baby and you don't want anybody to call your baby ugly. So I hope that you love this collection as much as I do. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money and time went into creating it and making it what it is. So just for our listeners, we are doing a special coupon code. You can use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.